News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Kieran Rowan is with us. Kieran is the General Secretary of the Association of Higher and Civil Public Servants, and they're having their annual delegate conference, and that means that they have surveyed their members to see what are the issues that they want addressed both at conference and from the government in terms of the rights that they have as civil and public servants. And leaves and pension entitlements are high on their list.
That's right, Anton. So our survey indicated that 72% of members believe that the unpaid maternity leave that many women take at the end of their pregnancy should be pensionable. So there's an issue. Obviously, most women are short pension service when they retire. Either they take career breaks or the unpaid maternity leave. So we believe that should be pensionable. And that's a recognition of...
So as it currently stands, let's imagine you have four or five kids. You are out of the workforce for that 5 or 6 years. You lose the pension increment for that
for
entire
period. For the unpaid
period.
Portion of the maternity leave.
Right.
Yeah.
The other one that I thought was interesting was... Your survey revealed that 27% of people who avail of blended working say they work longer hours than they did before pre-flexible working. That means that the counter to that is that two-thirds are either working the same or less. Do you have those numbers?
Well, I think two-thirds are certainly working the same.
Or less. Do you know what the or less is?
I would be very surprised if they were working less, given that the level of public services have increased and the numbers have
to
increase with it.
Some of them has to be. Did you get the numbers on what those who said they're working less time, do you have them?
No, but I mean, look, it's fairly clear to us that members are not working less time and that most are working more. I think what happened during COVID is there was an always-on culture.
And you can't have a survey of the totality of people who do blended working and discover that 100% of them, without exception, are all working exactly the same or more. Some of them have to be doing less work.
Some may have changed jobs and do different types of jobs, but I don't see a situation where... Well, certainly members are, everyone is working their full hours. And I think it's clear that the vast majority then are also working additional hours as well.
Does that mean that the hope will be that there isn't pressure to return for longer periods to the office?
No, I think what we're seeing is, I think blended working or the COVID situation introduced a situation where people were working, you know, longer hours, and there was an always-on culture because, you know, flexibility and fairness works both ways, and employers expected people to be available at different times. So that meant then that there was an expectation that level of work would continue. And I think that's what comes out in the survey. People are working additional hours.
The other certain thing found in the survey was that about 68% said there's not sufficient AI training initiatives in place for public servants. Do public servants see AI as a threat?
No, I think they see it as an opportunity in the main. So 40% of members use it, and of those... half of them use it every week and a quarter use it every day. Most see it as an opportunity and a kind of a self. But the issue is there is insufficient guidelines and training around its appropriate use. So it's a kind of a mismatch of different ways of approaching it. And there needs to be a sort of a consistent team, I think, across particularly the civil service.
But in most large organisations in the private sector, I think many would look at the looming threat of AI and say, well, this is going to have a job impact. This is going to have a reduction in total headcount. You don't think it's going to have the same effect long term?
Well, I think there are opportunities to give a better level of service to the public. And in that circumstance, it can help. So I don't see it as a threat. I see it as an opportunity to give better public services to the public.
Lastly, is work in the public service, work in the civil service, still competitively attractive for young people emerging from college or school?
I think the civil service is a pretty good employer, notwithstanding what I've said earlier in terms of its family-friendly policies. And there is a public service ethos. I think if you want the best people to work in the public service, you have to pay them appropriately. We're almost full employment, and it can be difficult for the civil service to attract people. But I think, by and large, you know, we have a pretty good civil service. We're able to attract people and retain people, I think, is most important as well.
Kieran, thank you very much. Kieran Rowan there, General Secretary of the Association of Higher and Civil Public Servants, who are having their annual delegate conference.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.